When Tropical Storm Irene hit Vermont last August, it caused millions of dollars worth of damage to the state's largest winter attraction, ski resorts. But the resorts fared better than some of the communities around them. And as Only a Game's Doug Tribou reports now, everyone's hoping for more storms, the kind that brings snow.
In Ludlow, Vermont, Main Street sits alongside the Black River. The small street is lined with cozy restaurants and shops like the Book Nook. Inside, customers in parkas and hats warm up while they browse the stacks. Outside, cars and an occasional tour bus pass by. It's a typical January Saturday, but owner Patty Greenwood remembers a very different scene on August 28th, the day Tropical Storm Irene hit.
We had a street in town, Andover Street, and for about half a block, half of the road eroded away. And pieces of that asphalt had gone down a little brook, which became a raging river, to the Black River and ended up, you know, a block away in someone's parking lot.
Up the street, there's an old mill that now houses condominiums. But just in the distance, Ludlow's modern-day economic engine soars above the mill's bell tower. In peak season, Okemo Mountain Resort employs 1,400 people and attracts an average of 600,000 skiers. Irene washed out the resort's access road and flooded offices, but Vice President and General Manager Bruce Schmidt considers $200,000 in damages a lucky break.
Unfortunately, we had many employees who were, you know, more seriously impacted. Some of them actually lost their homes. As we're trying to get the resort up and going and get ready for the ski season, some of them are trying to decide how to make out applications for FEMA.
More than 7,000 Vermonters applied for federal assistance. But day-to-day life is getting back to normal. Ludlow's only grocery store flooded, and people shopped in tents set up in the parking lot for 5 months until the building reopened last week. According to the trade association Ski Vermont, Green Mountain State Resorts attract 4.3 million ski visits a year, making it the third most popular skiing state in the country. And skiers inject some $700 million in direct spending into the local economy. After Irene, Okemo hosted a benefit concert that raised $10,000. Employees helped clean up flood damage at a shelter for runaway teens. Sue Minter is the Irene recovery officer for the state.
Mount Snow, the community at the base of that mountain, the town of Wilmington, was devastated. Almost every business in the downtown flooded out. These resorts came to the aid of Vermont. The resorts actually were opened as shelters. The ski industry helped coordinate food drops from the National Guard and disperse them.
Today, signs of Irene's force are still easy to see. On Route 100 in the town of Plymouth, one house is missing an exterior wall, and what once was a living room floor is now a beach of silt. At another vacant house, there's a simple question in black spray paint on the plywood covering broken windows. Why, Irene? Route 100 is one of the two main gateways to the largest ski resort in the eastern U.S., Killington. But on August 28th, the mountains there were an island.
North and south, east and west, all washed out. We were cut off essentially, well, officially for 17 days, but we found some routes through the woods. We had golf carts and whatnot that we were able to get in and out after about the fifth day.
Chris Nyberg is the president of Killington and Pico Ski Resorts. According to Nyberg, Killington suffered $7 million in damages. Roaring Brook runs down the mountain and normally fails to live up to its name. But during Irene, it overwhelmed a large culvert and took a pub with it.
What happened was, where we're at here, is we lost a building that was 6,400 square feet. And it went down about 20 minutes. No stopping it.
Like Okemo, Killington's insurance covered most of the damage, and the resort made repairs quickly. There are two new bars next to, not over, Roaring Brook. Getting the resort back to normal was critical for local businesses like Darkside Snowboards. Owner Billy Langlands is one of many relaxing on the slopes, but he's still concerned that early reports about Irene's impact turned an old New England punchline into a serious perception problem. You can't get there from here.
I had friends down in western Massachusetts and Connecticut that would call me up and say, can we get there yet? You know, I was like, you could get here for a month. The roads are open. We've done a great job getting our roads opened up. So that's been a problem then. Then the lack of snow certainly is a double whammy.
And that's the ironic twist. Mother Nature walloped central Vermont last summer, but now she's treating the Northeast with kid gloves. Even with state-of-the-art snowmaking equipment, it's hard to make and keep a base of snow when temperatures swing up and down. Okemo General Manager Bruce Schmidt says the lack of snow in other states hurts too.
You know, we always say, you know, the best storms are Tuesday or Wednesdays, about 6 inches down in Westchester or Fairfield. Even if we don't get snow, the perception is that we have skiing, we have, you know, we've gotten snow. So, you know, we rely on that.
It's a fairly busy day at Okemo. Among the skiers are Jamestown, Rhode Island resident Lisa Bew and her brother-in-law Robert Donegan of Townsend, Maryland, who came with family. Both say they figured Irene's damage had been repaired, so snow was their chief concern before the trip.
Since it was cold and they were able to make more snow and they got snow last week, we were very optimistic that it was going to be good this weekend.
And how have the conditions been so far?
Wonderful.
But cold. Brr.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's long awaited, but it looks like we're finally getting started. Mother Nature has been asleep for a while, but I'm glad she's finally waking up.
The weather cooperated enough for Killington to host some of the world's top winter athletes for a four-day dew tour competition last month. But the cold snap wasn't meant to last. A rainstorm late last week forced an extremely rare January event. Killington closed for the day. President Chris Nyberg says winter weather's always unpredictable, but the story of this season won't be about snowfall.
People of Vermont have, I guess, shown the nation that we can really pull together and get things done really quickly when necessary. It doesn't take nearly as much time as some people may think it does to recover from a disaster like we had if everybody pulls together.
As for the skiing season, it's way too early to panic. Historically, March is Vermont's snowiest month of the year. For Only a Game, I'm Doug Tribou.